The British High Commissioner, Laura Clark, says she was happy using the phrase expression of regret rather than sorry when speaking of the harm caused when James Cook arrived in New Zealand in 1769. And she told Morning Report earlier the success of Tuia 250 wasn't central to the decision to visit Gisborne yesterday to acknowledge those who died in the encounter and to express her sympathy. Professor Dame Anne Salmond is one of New Zealand's most acclaimed historians. In 2004, she won the Book of the Year Award for her account of Captain Cook's voyages, The Trial of the Cannibal Dog. Last year, she published Two Worlds, First Meetings Between Māori and Europeans, 1642 to 1772, and she is on the line with us. Morena.
Morena.
When you heard that the High Commissioner, Laura Clark, was going to be going to Gisborne to express regret, what did you think?
I thought that was wonderful. I thought that the British government so rarely expresses regret for its colonial history and any of its aspects that this was an historic moment.
Does it matter that the word sorry wasn't used?
Well, I think Nick Tupara from Ngāti Onuene said it when he said that the sentiment was one of starting off a relationship, founding it on aroha, that expression of sorrow, and then where do we go from here into the future? And I think that was beautifully put.
Where do you think the future will lead the iwi and the British government?
Well, I hope and think that what will happen out of this, because the way in which the British High Commissioner expressed herself face to face and in a heartfelt way and quietly, you know, wasn't a great public performance. It was a true expression of aroha and regret. And that's the beginnings of an ongoing relationship that can be based on trust and it can be based on affection.
Now, this was essentially an apology, an expression of regret for a very specific event. Would you anticipate there being further expressions of regret to other iwi around the country, or is this essentially a one-off because it was first encounter?
I think the first encounters are always pivotal because in a way they encapsulate what might come next. And in this particular case, you know, James Cook had instructions from the Royal Society to avoid violence, if at all possible, that the Māori were legal possessors of their own lands, and those orders were breached. And so they expressed sorrow at the time. Banks said, "This is the most disagreeable day my life has yet seen. Black be the mark for it." And I think it's just so fitting that that should be echoed today.
Nonetheless, the people were still killed, Tipuna. How should
Absolutely.
Aotearoa New Zealand see Cook now?
I think acknowledging and recognising and talking about the things that have happened in the past where life has gone wrong, where a wrong turning has been taken. I think that's a critical part for our country in reaching some kind of maturity with its history.
And seeing Cook as an instrument of colonialisation, is it fair that he's seen as a person of his time, or do we set him in a more modern context and perhaps a more critical one?
I think even at the time, the context was critical, and you can see that from the Earl of Morton's instructions, where he was saying, you know, these people are the legal possessors of their own lands, they've got a right to defend their coastlines, and they did. And I think that the way in which that was put at the time still echoes in the present, and should do. And it's a lesson for us all to contemplate how the shared history of our country tangled, and then to think, how do we go forward? That's the critical question. What does this mean for the future?
Considering it is the 250th anniversary very soon of the first encounter, considering many people regard Cook as a murderer, some as a white supremacist, was there ever any chance when the two cultures met that there was going to be a good outcome to those first encounters?
Well, I think that was hope at the time. You know, the Earl of Morton's instructions, if you read them, were, in a way, they prefigured the Treaty of Waitangi, because they did acknowledge that these people were the rightful possessors of their own lands and that they had the right to defend their coastlines. And it's taken Aotearoa New Zealand, it took it a long time to in fact realise and recognise that in practice. And going forward, I think that the only way of addressing the hurts and harms of the past is with aroha, with true fellow feeling. And I hope that's what we can all do in the next weeks and months ahead.
Is it important for people to think about this 250 years on and potentially be prepared to be a bit uncomfortable in some of the situations and in some of the reflections that they may have?
I think we should all be very uncomfortable about our colonial history, because there are many aspects of it which are extremely unattractive. And we've learnt that through the Waitangi Tribunal. What hasn't happened prior to this particular anniversary is a contemplation of what happened before the treaty. And I think it's right and proper that the hurts and harms of the past should be surfaced, they should be reflected upon, and that we should then figure out for ourselves as a nation where to from here. Do we want to take those old attitudes, those old colonial postures, those kind of ideas of superiority into the future? And I would suggest that we should leave them in the dustbin of history.
Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Dame Anne Salmond there speaking about the expression of regret that was given yesterday by the British High Commissioner Laura Clark.